Have you ever listened to psychic mediums and everything turns out to be light and bright and all is well? Have you then realized that there's more to reveal? That maybe something is missing? Something raw? Welcome to Eye of Soul Radio with me, psychic medium Jamie. Journey to the raw side of spirit during this live call-in show. I'm a mother, medium, Reiki master, spiritual connector, and meditation guru. I provide a safe space for people to turn when they are scared and need a non-judgmental heart. Eye of Soul Radio allows you to receive spiritual guidance and empowering self. We get real. We reach everyone and exclude no one. Are you ready to look at the raw side of spirit with me? This show is leaving nothing off limits. Eye of Soul Radio starts now. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Eye of Soul Radio. I am psychic medium Jamie with a topic that I just kind of came up with at the beginning of the week because I was finding that the balance between my human self and my spiritual self was not even close to being equal, right? And I wanted to talk about this because I know a lot of us are going through that transition right now. And we are starting to, you know, become more in our physical bodies, being able to go out more and do more of the human things that we would go out and do, right? Sometimes we can go out now and have dinner if you're feeling comfortable. You know, we're allowed to go to the beach. I know in certain spaces and states, you don't even have to have a mask on anymore. And we're feeling a little bit uneasy sometimes still with the unknowing really of what this pandemic has left us. But at the same time, we're getting back out now and we're doing human type activities. Not to, you know, diminish anything that you were doing during the pandemic, because at home, you were still working, you were still doing all those things around the house. And, you know, lots of you found projects. I know we did. Lots of little projects to do here and there. But we really spent a lot of time with our spiritual self, whether you guys realized it consciously or not. And now that we are starting to evolve again and go back out into the world and pick up those life lessons where we left off, we're finding that we are being pulled now in one direction over the other. Now, for some, you're able to still stay in that spiritual space. And I say, hallelujah, that is fantastic. But don't forget, you have human lessons that you're to learn as well and to connect with. But how do we, you know, go from a year of quarantine? Some of you, it was over a year. And now back into the human mundane world and still be connected to the spirit world, right? Because a lot of times when we shift gears as humans, we shift gears and we just start going again with where we were. We pick up pretty good where we left off. You know, we're adaptable, most of us. With that being said, you know, the segment one today is going to be, I'm tired of being a human. I kind of threw my hands up by this afternoon and reread this and thought, yeah, no, I'm kind of in that boat at the moment. I've been doing a lot of human type things, right? We all have been in that space. And I'm like, ew, I liked the pandemic because it forced me to be with my spiritual self. It forced the evolution and growth of the ideas that I have been turning around and putting back out to you, my listeners and my viewers and my clients. It gave me that time and space and almost an excuse not to have to go into the human self mode. I'm wondering how many of you can relate to that, right? And yet now with human life kicking back in, I'm finding that I am overwhelmed. Right? It's tiring. It's draining. It can be upsetting, this human life, confusing, sometimes debilitating, right? Because then it affects our chakras, our energy centers. And then what happens is that starts to affect our physical body. I know that people are having more allergies now because we're out and about and we're not having to wear masks as much in certain areas. And so we're being affected by that as well. People are experiencing headaches again, migraines. If you watched last week, if you didn't go back and watch or listen on one of our 50 different search engines for podcasts, I had Claudia on. We were talking about the energy that's held in our space and our body and how that equates to anger and frustration, even happiness and joy. But it starts to affect our physical body, right? So for me, I've been depleted. I have been feeling like I'm getting debilitating pain in certain parts of my body that's coming back that I thought had been long gone because I healed in my spiritual journey, which is not the case necessarily. It's also frustrating to be a human at some points in our lives. I'm not saying all, you know. Well, when I get into segment three, we're going to go back to the happy things that happen in the human and how we're transitioning into that spiritual human self. Except for right now, I want us to think about it. Because if I learned how to cope before our pandemic, I would hide. Yep, that's easy to do. I want to know how many of you were hiding during that time, right? And what that means is I go within, I put on a happy face, I smile, no one sees what's really going on inside. And that does me no service to myself. It does no service to others because I'm not being 100% genuine and authentic with those that are close to me. I'm just working through my own stuff, thinking I got it all covered, which I don't. And knowingly, it's going to come back and bite me in the butt when I'm done with, you know, holding that in. And sure enough, that pandemic set that loose the first month that we were in quarantine. We were in lockdown. And I had to feel everything that I stuffed down. Now, it's extremely hard to live in that shell. And when we do that, we miss the things on the outside, the things that we're supposed to be seeing, the things that we're supposed to be absorbing and taking in. Those of you that do believe in blueprints and do believe that we have, you know, sat up there with our team and said, all right, in this particular life, I'm going to learn X, Y, Z. We all need to come together. Let's get this moving. Sometimes that doesn't work out in our favor and we start to feel that, but we're not understanding why. So we start looking for it in different directions on the human self without connecting. And so that, again, leaves us in an unbalanced setting within our human body and our spiritual body. So for me, the past 2 years has really led to a shift in my empowerment. And for the past month, I know I can stand in my own space with my spirit team, my spirit family, and I'm not alone. And I want you guys to really listen to this. And I know these are little topics that you've either heard on Shades of Spirits radio show, or you've heard me talk about on Eye of Soul, or you've been coached upon. But if they bring the topics back up, meaning my spirit team, my spirit family, and they want me to talk about it again and start fusing things together, it's because we're not getting the message. We're not fully embracing that message. We're not fully embracing ourselves. And we're giving ourselves no chance to have a break. The pandemic was not a break, you guys. That was a spiritual evolution for a lot of us. And a lot of us still worked. We were working from home. A lot of you still had to go back into work. I mean, think about everybody that was on the front lines during this, right? It was a huge upset in so many people's lives on so many different levels. But we had the space to work in that spiritual side. So I'm going to think about this. We come into this world, right, with an innate wisdom and knowing that we have an infinite spiritual nature. But we lose that. We lose that very quickly in life. Why? Because we get conditioned. And as that starts to unfold, we forget how amazing we truly are as a spiritual being and what we can do on the human side, right? We don't have to live the mundane world. We can actually be amazing on both sides. You could say that we get smaller as well and believing that we start believing what everyone else thinks of us, right? So we make a resume out of all of our roles that we have in our life, our successes, our failures. This is our own personal resume, right? So if you had to sit down and make your own personal resume, that's going to be one of your homework assignments to do with this show. Sit down and make a personal resume. Your successes, your failures, the opinions of others that we hold, the opinion of yourself that you hold in your energy space, and the problems that you need to solve, right? Write all of that down. That's the resume for you as a spiritual human energy. Not what you can do, not a resume for you're going to go apply for a job. You are applying for this life right now. And you're going to take into all of this into consideration because when we write, we release and we can absorb that information differently. This gets tiring as a human if we keep it in. That's why I'm encouraging you to write it out. The good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. Each day, each minute, something shifts within us. And we get tired. We get run down. We go back into that beginning part of being frustrated, draining, upsetting ourselves, confusing times within. But when we can actually write ourselves out that resume to that perfect self that you think is in there, when you start writing it all down and you start taking away the power that others have put into your energy field by their opinions, by their suggestions, by their conditioning, you start to emerge on a spiritual level, right? Now, this is by no means if you are in need of help. Reach out. There are so many different hotlines you can call your doctor, If it's time for you to maybe see a therapist or talk to somebody about what's going on in your life, please do. And allow yourself to do that healing, okay? Now, we can control this to some degree, right? And how? You're wondering, how are we going to do that, right? Through our thoughts. You guys heard me. Thoughts are, you know, our thoughts become actions. Our words become actions. Thoughts can appear and we can choose to believe them or not. Thoughts just happen. We don't accidentally choose to believe in them or not. A lot of it's our subconscious mind that kicks in, right? We are the witness of our thoughts. I want you guys to write that down in big letters right now. We are the witness of our thoughts. And then we are the ones that start living. So we witness them first, and if we don't do anything to change them, we start actually living them. It is up to us how we want to be in a relationship with our thoughts, right? Through where we put our attention, our focus. This fixation with our thoughts causes us to be lost in a trance most of our lives. So I want to know from you guys, how many of you feel like a lot of times you are walking around in a fog, just cruising through life, right? I have had a foggy 3 days. It has been something going on energetically with me, and I know that. And so I have to step back and be kind to myself and listen to myself and listen to my thoughts and hear what I'm saying to myself. And I'm not liking the person that I have, you know, started to evolve around those thoughts. And I'm like, dude, this ain't you. What is wrong with you? Well, first of all, my ego's getting in the way. And second of all, I'm allowing this human mundane energy, right? All the things that I have on my to-do list that aren't done yet, right? Procrastination. Number one thing for me is the imposter syndrome on that part. I'm procrastinating, getting it all done. And then I get mad at myself. And then I start with these thoughts. And then it's just the spiral, right? The human aspect of it for me. So when we become disconnected from our senses, listen to this. It's important. When we become disconnected from our senses, right? Hearing, tasting, smelling, observing, seeing, right? We also disconnect from our spiritual sense as well, our spirituality, because we're disconnected from our clairs, our psychic senses. We all have them. So if we're just trying to get through and we're in this trance every day and we're just trying to survive, our human experience and our spiritual experience disconnect, we're not going to be balanced. So when we get back from our break, we're going to go into how we can understand and move back into that spiritual sense. I'm going to take you guys through a little meditation as well. If you're driving or operating heavy machinery or you're not in a safe space, you're not going to close your eyes, but we'll go over that after the break. You guys, I have a fantastic event coming up on June 17th. It is out in the Wildomar-Temecula border. It is a 3-course dinner by fabulous Chef G from The Secret Garden. And myself, I'm going to be doing readings that evening. So you guys can get messages from Spirit and have a fabulous dinner, all at the means of, you know, supporting small businesses. That's what this is all about. The tickets are $65. That gets you about a 3-hour evening with myself and the fabulous food from Chef G. And we get to just connect. Everybody does leave with a message. It may not be a verbal message face to face, but you are leaving with a message. And I'm not going to give away how or why or what's going to happen with that. But that is June 17th. It's a Thursday. You can get tickets at Shades of Spirit. No, actually at Facebook, Shades of Spirit LLC. Or you can also message us or call 858-684-7575. I will see you guys right after this break.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Are you living life, or is life living you? The destination may not be clear when we seek change, but we trust we cannot stay where we are. Healing and transformation coach Trish Campbell strengthens the mind-body-spirit connection. Diane McClade generates positive change by shifting perspective through choice. Get connected and gain clarity on the Shift Podcast every first and third Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit invibe.ca for more info.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you living life, or is life living you?
tap into the divine love, healing, and wisdom already in you with T-Lotus on Triple L, the Live Love Lotus Show, every first and third Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about how to consciously create your most incredible life, join the Sacred Path online community. It's free. Visit thesacredpath11.com to join. That's thesacredpath11.com.
Ascending with the Arcturians with Vivian Chouvette. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio every second and fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are shifting from this third dimensional plane of reality to higher octaves of life. Let us reclaim our sovereignty as a united family of light and manifest the planetary ascension, our return to Prime Creator. For information on our services and to connect with Vivian, visit infinitehealingfromthestars.com.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, PurePotential.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to I Have Soul Radio. I am psychic medium Jamie, and today we're talking about the balance between our human, mundane self and our spiritual self. So last segment, we did talk about how we can control this in that human aspect of it, right? That we can acknowledge the conditioning that's been put upon us, that, you know, not all of it's bad. I mean, let's just be honest. You know, a lot of it is just what our parents were taught or their parents were taught, or maybe there are, you know, religious beliefs that they fully believe in, and they start bringing it down the line and we start learning it that way. We are conditioned then in a particular setting. But when we start to feel the shift spiritually, we start to question things, which is happening to a lot of my clients right now. They're really experiencing a shift and they're like, what I thought I knew isn't where I feel I'm going. And so we're working through that with them. So I also do intuitive coaching. So it isn't just psychic medium readings, Reiki energy work, intuitive coaching sessions. There's a lot of things that go into what I do to be able to help people go through this process. Part of it is my own experiences. Part of it's just the experiences of people that I've worked with. The other part really is a direct link from spirit to myself and working with their spirit team. So I asked my team, how do we get back in the spiritual sense? Actually, I asked my team, how do I get back? Because I am feeling very human at the moment. My ego is in control. I am not okay with that. I don't understand where this stemmed from. Actually, I know exactly where this stemmed from, but I don't want to feel this way. I want to come back into that love and light. I want to come back into giving those people their blessings, sending them on their way from me and allowing myself to still be in my space. What was interesting is in the research I was doing and connecting with my team, I forgot, you know, as a Reiki master, that our body holds this intelligence and this memory, right? But memories from multiple lives. It's not just this life. Deep in its cellular structure. So you can go down into that cellular level and we actually can feel past life energy emerging. Most of my readings right now have been past life and Akashic record readings. Why? Because we're feeling the shift, right? And it's time for us to be able to dive into that deep and to be able to get to the core of it, to be able to move that out and get back on track. So if we remind ourselves that we are actually this infinite intelligence, memory storing, cellular being that holds all the wisdom and we have access to it, we start to open those doors again, right? And when it comes, we start to feel the light shining back onto us. So I want you guys to do this. Again, if you're driving, if you're operating heavy machinery, if you're not in a safe space, wait till you get home. You can rewatch this. You can listen to us on any type of podcast forum. I just downloaded Apple Music and voila, found me there as well. So you guys do this though every day, okay? So I want you guys, if you're listening and you're in a safe space, I want you to close your eyes for a minute, right? And as you start to do this, you guys can turn on meditation music when, you know, not right now, just focus on what I'm talking about. And then you can do this in your own space with some meditation music on for reconnecting every day. Okay, so I want you guys to close your eyes and I want you to take a couple of deep breaths in and just kind of release that energy and just sit in that space of you sitting in your physical body, your human body as a spiritual being. Now, I want you to invite your body to feel from the inside out. As you continue these slow, deep breaths and this connection you're having, I want you to feel from the inside out. And in this moment, allow your body to settle right where you are. Whether you're sitting on the couch, whether you're sitting in your car before you're going to drive somewhere, you're like, hey, I'm going to catch this episode before I drive home, right? Wherever you are, settle in that physical body and start tuning in from the inside, right? Listening to your breath, feeling your heartbeat. Maybe you do have a knee pain, right? Acknowledging that and moving it through. We are not using our mind to tell us where we are, right? So I could say, okay, I'm in a room right now and I've got a desk and a bright light in my face and a cabinet behind me and a window to the right. That's my mind telling me where I am. I don't want you to do that. So I want you to take a nice deep breath in and on that exhale, settle back into that space, go back into the inside. We're going to be working backwards, right? And we're going to start to feel where our energy is from the inside, from that spiritual sense. Now I want you to send your body down, your mind down into your body. And I want you to kind of just work its way through. So you're going through your chakras, right? So you're going through your heart chakra right now. You move down to your solar plexus. You're going down through the sacral, which is right underneath your belly button, your root chakra. Move it through your legs, that energy, and feel, not using your mind, but feel the energy working its way through the roots, your soles of your feet, and branching out into Mother Earth, okay? Remove your mind ego. And now I want you to bring that energy back up from the soles of your feet. And I want you to feel that vibration, that love, the energy of it start to just wrap its way around your ankles and your knees, relaxing those muscles in your quads up to your glutes, reconnecting with your root chakra at the base of your spine. Imagine this bright red light working its way through there. And let's move that up to that sacral chakra, which is orange right underneath your belly button. You're feeling the light, the vibration, the energy. Your spiritual being is coming back. Move that up to your solar plexus, which is that bright yellow color, and let it fill that intuition and that gut reaction and who you are. Move that up to your chest, which is that green energy. You're reconnecting with your self-love. Your spiritual self-love, your spiritual family, your spirit team, all of that love flooding that green through your chest. Move that energy up to your throat. Let it glow with that beautiful blue color. Allow it to relax the throat muscles, the neck muscles, the tension. Allow you to speak freely from a spiritual point of view, not from logic for what you need right now. Continue moving that up through your jaw, relaxing it. Move it up to your third eye, and you're going to see this beautiful purple color. Imagine a lotus flower opening up in your third eye, right in the center of your forehead. That's your connection. That's your clairvoyance bringing it in. That's a psychic sense, right? We're using our senses now on that psychic level and bring it up through your head, your crown chakra, back up to your higher self. That is allowing us to bring that energy in. It's breathing through it. It's feeling the breath expand and contract in your chest. It's hearing your heart beating. It's feeling your entire physical human body relax and allowing that spiritual body to take back over and allow you to give some peace and some clarity and some direction with that, right? We're not listening to what our mind is telling us at that moment. We are just focusing on the words that were coming from me to your ears. You're using that hearing sense, right? That's also clairaudience. And it's allowing you to reconnect. Now, I want you to take a couple more deep breaths in and fill the rest of your body, your physical body, with whatever color light you want. And allow it just to resonate and vibrate with you as one. It shouldn't be uncomfortable. It shouldn't be very high. It shouldn't be very low either. And now I want you to give yourself gratitude and compassion and thank your higher self, your spiritual family, and your spiritual team for this connection right now. So as we're, you know, continuing on this topic of being able to connect back with that spiritual self, I want you guys to take inventory if you did this exercise with me, and please throw it up in the chat box and let me know how that went for you. But can you feel yourself settling into a space that's a different vibration right in this moment? Maybe you didn't. Maybe you aren't used to meditating. Maybe you just aren't a meditator. You can listen to a guided meditation that took us, what, a couple minutes? It doesn't have to be half an hour with everything set up, in this elaborate scheme of, you know, meditation, it can be very quick. It's just bringing us back into that spiritual part of our body, right? It can take a little bit of getting used to as well, because now we're into a different vibration, which should be higher than where we were. Even if you're feeling great today and you're having a great human day and it's been, everything's lining up for you, you can even bring yourself higher through this type of meditation, right? So with that being said, we need to reconnect, okay? We need to be able to slow down the human body, take the ego mind out of where we're at, and allow us to reside in a space of peace and tranquility from within. And that's going to bring us the clarity. That's going to bring us the aha moments. It's going to bring us the connection with our past loved ones, family, and friends. We'll start getting messages and signs from them and connecting with that spiritual self, but also being able to connect with our blueprint of where we need to go and the lessons we're learning as a human. Interesting how that all ties together, huh? So what's awesome about this, after a bit of time, when you start and you start getting the answers that you want, you start seeing signs from relatives, you start feeling connected, everything on the human side will line up with you and we start to become in balance. So cool. I love that part of it, right? So then we're going to go to segment 3 after break, and we're going to talk about taking the good side of our human experience, adding to what we just did here to continue raising our vibration to really bring us to that space of human and spiritual alignment and allowing ourselves to have that experience as one and not two separate entities anymore, and giving ourselves a break for the fact that we're going to be human and we're going to feel emotion, right? I know for me, just don't go on social media because that usually fuels my fire. And so I'm really stepping back from that unless I'm putting posts up there or an occasionally everyone's graduating high school and stuff with my friends, not my friends, my friends' children. So seeing those happy things, right? That's what I'm moving my energy into right now and not worrying about what everybody else is doing or where they got that idea from or what's happening. I'm just taking this as my space, okay? I have a $75 one-hour reading special for a psychic medium reading. Also, the Akashic/past life connecting to your blueprint readings that I have been doing pretty much on a daily basis right now are normally $125, but for the month of June, they are $111. You can book those at shadesofspirit.com. You can also go over to Shades of Spirit LLC on our Facebook page and check those out as well. Look at the testimonials on both pages. I want you guys to work with me because I know we can do good things together. And let's start moving that energy forward. So I will see you guys right after this break with more to come on the human self with the spiritual self.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on stephaniejames.world. The best is yet to come.
Are you trying to lose weight but feel guilty for eating your favorite foods? Feeling deprived and resentful makes for results that aren't sustainable. Join Adrian Craig every second and fourth Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for her show, Master Your Mindset for a Weight Loss Breakthrough. Learn to love the journey and watch yourself succeed. For more information about Adrian or to work with her personally, visit LifeCanyon.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Eye of Soul Radio. I'm psychic medium Jamie, and today we're talking about our human self and our spiritual self and combining them all. So if you missed segment two, because you've been popping in and out, don't think I don't notice you guys. That's cool, because I want you to be able to take segment two, and I really want you to spend some time with it. Spend some time in your own energy. Work through that energy, right? If you have not jumped over to shadesofspirit.com, do so, and you get a free five-minute meditation. So my meditations are always channeled from spirit. Sometimes I do write them out, but it's generally late at night. I have my music on and I just let them flow what they want through and I'll record them. Sometimes they are written out. And like today, they took me into a completely different direction. So none of that was scripted except the very beginning. They wanted to work through chakras and colors. And so I just allow them to use me as their vessel to be able to convey their message through. And I think meditation is a very important thing to have in our lives, but not all of us can quiet our minds to that point and just zone out. So do a mindfulness meditation. I don't care if you are taking a walk and you listen to that and just visualize it as you're walking. That's okay. Just find that time for connection, right? So if you think about our good side of the human self, right? So earlier, I'm just a little bitching and moaning, and I apologize for that. I'm human. I'm a little tired. The pug decided yesterday, somewhere between the hours of 9 a.m. and noon, to do something to his eye, which we watched throughout the day. And then after our Shades of Spirit show last night at 5, we decided we should take him to the emergency vet, who did not see him because they didn't say he was critical. Even though there's something weird, he couldn't open his eyes. So I spent the entire night with a poor pug that couldn't get comfortable, because every time he put his head down, his poor little eyeball was throbbing. And got him to the vet today, and he has a torn cornea. So those of you that are expecting me to answer you back today probably isn't going to happen. I'm just going to apologize up front. Been working on puppy duty. But that was a human wrench that got thrown into my life and derailed all the tasks that I had set aside. So I am feeling frustrated and just I was debilitated. I had a headache because I didn't sleep good because I was in this thing. All of these human experiences. Plus then, you know, you go on social media. I'm like, are you kidding me? Right? I'm having an emotional human day. And then I have to sit back with myself and reconnect spiritually. So how do I do that? I ask my team to come in. We go through this meditation, right? We go through this connection process. And then I look at all the good things going on in my life, right? So the first thing we have is we have a tendency sometimes of experiencing ourselves separate from others, separate from Mother Earth, separate from our planets, separate from spirit. We just find ourselves in this zone of one. I got this. I'll do this. How many fixers do I have out there? How many control? I'm going to say it, freaks, because I am. I've learned how to let go of control slowly, but I think LaShawn, well, the luminous mystic, can probably jump on and be like, yeah, we're still working on that with her. She's always asking me, what can I do? Oh, I got it. I got this. I got that. And in reality, I'm like, no, I probably don't have it. I probably should start delegating. Because we like to separate ourselves, because then we can't feel, right? Well, if we stay like that and we stay separate from our spiritual family that's out there, right? Family, friends, loved ones, angels, guides, that's our spiritual family. And then our spiritual family here in the present form, in the human form here on earth, if we separate ourselves, we can't celebrate our wins, right? We cannot celebrate the good side of our human experiences. The good thing that happened today is a good friend of mine, her daughter's old enough now, and they've decided to give her a phone. And she has been texting me off and on during the day, asking me spirit stuff. And it fills my heart with just this warmth, and to be able to help her work through these experiences she's having in a space to where, you know, she can feel comfortable just sending me a text and asking me questions. That was a good thing today. I feel really good about that connection, being able to connect her with one of her spirit guides, right? To be able to help her and not have her fear spirit and to do what I do really well, that's a win for me. So in the middle of taking the dog to the vet and trying to figure out how I'm going to keep him calm for 10 minutes or 10 days and by my side 99.9% of the time, because we have other animals that he wants to play with, I celebrated that win of being able to help her out and have that connection and have her say, I can do this. And for me to go, yes, you can. That is a win. And I'm celebrating it with you guys right now, my spiritual family, right? To be able to celebrate that I can get off of the show, get off, that doesn't, let's try that again, that when I end the show, I'll be able to take the poor dog in his eye, right, and my son to kickboxing and watch him improve every single time he goes and to watch him be more and more excited and want to do it while he's at home as well with the punching bag. That's a win because I found something he likes to do and that I can experience it with him and he wants me to be there still. He's only 12, guys. This isn't going to last long. But I can share it with my family. I can work on that connection and I can raise my vibration with others while I ask them, what was your spiritual win today? So Katie, I'm actually going to ask you, what was your win today? Because that's what your spirit team wants you to connect with, right? I know that's kind of like, hey, let's ask the medium what my spirit team wants and they're putting it back on me. But I want you to think about that for a minute. What is your spiritual win today? What is your human self win today? And how did they become aligned? And did you celebrate it with anybody? You guys, it isn't an egotistical thing to celebrate your wins with people, right? Just find the right group to do that with so that they make you feel good about them, not bad, and that you can continue doing it. Sometimes it's difficult to get ourselves out of that cycle of being alone and not connecting with Mother Earth, not connecting with the planets, not connecting with ourselves, not connecting with our spirit team, right? We talked about what happens in segment one with our energy and when we do that and when it becomes a broken record in our heads. But if we have a team of like-minded individuals who can celebrate our wins and these human experiences, we can expand our energy out into the spirit realm, into our spiritual self. We can bring our higher self into our physical body and house it right at our solar plexus so that we can be one with our intuition, with our sense of power, empowering ourselves again, standing strong in that energy. All right. One way you can do this is to work with me. You know, I'm okay nowadays saying, let's do this together. But also listen to previous radio shows that we've done, either on transformationtalkradio.com, their Facebook page, ours, wherever. Listen and go back to these because we give you tips on Shades of Spirit and Eye of Soul Radio every week on how to reconnect, on where to move your energy, what your spirit team does. And go back through because you can do this yourself. Also, we like to keep it so that it's a safe space for everyone. So we're working on expanding our area, right? I'm actually looking at doing a trip pretty darn soon. And I've already got people lined up for connection readings and that type of stuff outside of California. I'm excited to be able to do that and bring that. If you have places and people that would be interested in that, please message us and we'll work that out because it's about bringing this safe environment to you guys and allowing these connections to take place. Self-affirmations. That's huge because every morning you can get up and look at your self-affirmation and then throughout the day, remind yourself, right? Now, what I love, I want you guys to just entertain this thought for a moment. Katie, you as well. Okay. What are some of the wins that you've had in your lives that caused you to gain certificates, right? Maybe it was a really good review from a boss that you had this year. Maybe it's been a while since you've had one, but you're still holding on to it. Maybe it is a class or a course that you took for yourself that you got, you know, something out of. I want you to get those things out and I want you to hang them on the fridge like we're in grade school, middle school, high school. And I want you to look at them. I want you to experience them. I want, if you have a family, for your kids to go, what is this? Well, you know what mom did that she's really proud of? She did X, Y, and Z. And you know how she got there? She worked hard. She did this, something that she's proud of. And then encourage your family, you know, what about you guys, right? Even if you're teenagers, just say, humor me and bring me something that you can print out if they've been doing online school that you did good. And let's make it so that it's in our face so that we can experience and celebrate our wins. Because when we do that, we raise our energy vibration and we can connect much easier with our higher self and our spirit family and spirit team, right? And if you worked hard to achieve something and you're keeping it quiet, why? Because the people in that inner circle may not be the right ones for that inner circle at this time. I'm not saying get a whole new group of friends, but have people that can celebrate these wins with you, right? I know that I'm not the greatest painter, but by golly, I'm having a good time doing it with psychic artist Ashley and our paint and sip parties. You guys can book us out for those. We come, we bring everything. You get spirit paintings while you're doing paintings, but I'm hanging them up. My wolf might look a little funky, but I'm looking at it from like, I did that. That's a win for me, because that wasn't something that I would even have tried if it wasn't for psychic artist Ashley and that connection. But doing the art part of it then connected me on a spiritual level in a safe environment with like-minded individuals to where I could let go and enjoy that space. So I'm going to darn well hang up my dragonfly and my wolf and, you know, whatever she's got us doing next, and wear that proudly and say, all right, now who else has got stuff, right? Who else has things that you can celebrate with me? So that's how we can start that combination, right? And really connect with that. So celebrate your wins. Now for Katie, interesting that you asked, because they actually had me get the Peace Oracle out. I can do this before we go to break. So with what's going on in your life right now, Katie, I hope that you were able to answer some of those questions from your spirit team. And then I'm going to pull you a card to just give you a little bit more validation and clarity from your team on what's going on with you right now. You're making me dizzy. Yes, you are. Your ebb and flow is all over the place. I honestly feel like I'm on a water slide park that's spinning around, and then it takes you flat, and then I'm spinning around, and I go up in the tube, and I'm back out. So really doing some connection, some grounding, some centering, that would be fantastic. And it's starting to strategize. This is a beautiful card, the beautiful colors in there. But that's kind of how I feel your energy is, with the blue, you know, roots that are going up through the tree and down and all around. Start strategizing with yourself and your spirit team on how you can make every day a connection day of spirit and human self, and how you can strategize with some of the human responsibilities you have going on. I feel like you need to game plan a little bit more. A little bit more organization needs to take place, because they're actually showing different folders and like color coordinating it as well. I'm not sure if you have a family. Since I only have 2 minutes, I can only tune in so deep, but it's getting everybody on board is also what they're saying, in order for you to really move through the summer and get to where you need to go in the fall. That's a big part for you, is really just being able to let this go, reconnect, start grounding, earthing, whatever you need to do to bring yourself back into that space, and take a little bit more time for you. And then my throat chakra is kind of closing up, so I feel like there's not a lot of inner expression for you. I think that you can talk to people, but for you to talk about what you need and want seems to be kind of centering in my throat chakra. And it's just, get yourself some lapis. It's blue, it's lapis lazuli. It's a great stone for communication. And you can hold it with your meditations. You could lay flat and put it on your throat chakra and help open up that energy as well. And I'll leave you with that, Katie. You guys, I am having a blast. So we're going to go to break, and then we're going to come back and talk about the spiritual human experience and how we're combining it as one. I want to say a shout out to all of you that have subscribed to our YouTube page. Go to Shades of Spirit. We have hit over the 100 mark now of subscribers. Yay! We have so much more to bring you on that as well. So go to YouTube and find us at Shades of Spirit. Like, subscribe, and hit that notification button, because we got a lot more coming to you. And I'll see you right after this break.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to The Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat, each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com. We'd love to hear from you on Transformation Talk Radio and live on Facebook. Call into the show, 1-800-930-2819.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
transformationtalkradio.com. Let the journey begin.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Don't miss Colette Marie Steffen on The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Colette is a renowned energy worker here to help you see the serendipitous humor of the truth. It's funny. Tune in and laugh with Colette. Shift into your highest potential. Call into the show to work on your personal shift with Colette and visit thetruthisfunny.com to learn more about all the life-shifting services Colette offers.
Welcome back, everybody, to Eye of Soul Radio. I'm psychic medium Jamie, talking about the human mundane self and the spiritual self and that sometimes inner battle that we struggle with. And I'm giving you tips and tools today, little secrets from spirits, if you will, on how we can get ourselves back on track. Now, we're going to combine the spiritual and human natures of ourselves to make it an experience. This is an experience. Life is an experience. There are lessons to be learned. There's wins, there's losses, there's more wins, right? If we're constantly trying to figure out what is happening with others around us and the whys of the things that they do, we've then again left our body and it's just moseying through life and we're living through the eyes of other people, right? We're going to stop the conditioning that was given to us. And my conditioning, my dad, again, folks, didn't tell me that both my grandmothers were psychics until I was 40, right? That was only, you know, I'm 25, so I'm still looking in the future. Joke's on me. But no, I mean, it took that long for my dad to stop conditioning me that the things that I would see in the house, even into adulthood, I would talk about situations and things that were going on in the houses that I lived in that did not involve my parents, still had explanations. It took him 40 years to finally tell me that information. So it was constant conditioning for me, except I wasn't listening because I knew what I was seeing. And I started to find groups that were safe spaces, people I could trust, people that got me and understood where I was at and where I was going and why I felt this way to help validate that for me. It was the icing on the cake to finally hear my dad say that because, well, a little bit of me still thought I was kind of crazy. But that's what we're talking about here, is being able to shift out of those energies and live in a aligned space of the spiritual human experience, okay? This is a new one for a lot of people because we feel like it has to be one way or the other. But if you think about it, this segment forces us to merge the two together, right? It's about being grounded and the Earth School lessons and combining those. So staying grounded in our space as we're learning our Earth School lessons, we're learning them through that human experience and yet be able in an instant to connect through our crown chakra up to our higher self, up into the ethers, connect with our team, our angels, and bring all of that spiritual energy right back down through our crown, our third eye, our throat, our heart, and center it back into our solar plexus. Who we are as a spiritual being, as a human being. It all can reside within us. It's just learning to identify trigger points, releasing them, right? We have homework to do here, folks. The homework is to meditate, do the meditation that I did in segment two. It's also in segment one to write out your own resume of who you are, what you have achieved, you and your entire life. I don't care if it's the fifth grade and you had a spelling bee and you got a certificate, write it on your resume. Because you know what? Your resume is not done, folks. It's just evolving and growing, okay? So when we can connect up into the ethers and with our spirit family and our spirit team, bring it back down into that space, we now are moving ourselves into a different energy field, right? So if you think about this as well, how many people have, you know, heard of family, friends, experienced it yourself where you get heartburn, or maybe you have IBS or Crohn's disease, right? It's in this midsection. It's because our solar plexus is trying to house all this energy and is probably one of the most imbalanced energy centers that I work with clients. This is my perspective because it is a power struggle here. It's not up here and it's not at my roots because my root is grounding. It's stability. It's that human nature. And up here, I'm flying around in the clouds with my friends. But when we bring it all back into that center space, that's where we're having that acid reflux and heartburn and ulcers and colitis and IBS and all those things. And what I realized by working on this particular show topic is that that is why I am out of alignment in this midsection. And I have been since my teenage years, is because I have not been able to balance the human and spiritual self. I'm either learning the human lessons or I move into spirit, but I hardly ever can bring them together. And that's what I've been doing this past year. And actually, those issues have been lessening as time goes on because I'm not holding all that energy in now. I'm allowing it to freely flow through my body. By connecting this way, we can also align ourselves back with our soul purpose and vision, which is to learn the human lessons. I know, crazy, right? But it is. We are realigning ourselves with that. We're learning how to stay anchored in our body and yet fully be ready to connect up here. Again, it's signs, it's symbols, it's all those things we've talked about, we've done shows on. By connecting these, we're able to wisely use all the materials that we laid in front of us at that blueprint table, right? My angels, my spirit guides, all, everyone else that's supposed to be sharing this life with me. I've laid them all out. I can now tap in and connect with every single one of those tools that I gave myself, right? This isn't a game of Clue. We have them readily accessible. You don't have to guess. You just got to open up and embrace it, okay? We do this as one. Our mind, body, our spirit, our higher self with our physical self, our spirit family along with our spirit guides, our angels. We do this as one. Because if we don't, we do feel pulled in one direction over another. And even if you are on the spirit side of it and you are totally engrossed and embraced in that and the learning part of it, remember you have human lessons that you are not learning on this side. So do you want to come back and learn those in the next life because you've spent your entire time over here on the spirit side of it? If you look at a lot of these ascended masters over the course of hundreds of thousands of years, right? People have been around here for a long time. The ascended masters started to evolve. They aren't ascended masters because they still have things over in the human experience they need to learn. They were able to figure out how to bring it all together and to balance that energy as one. I can help you on this journey, you guys, okay? Because I've done it myself. You go through a lot of these traumatic experiences as a human. I've gone through quite a few of them. I can relate. I'm also a mom. I'm divorced, right? I tell people that I'm a, what do you do for a living? Well, I'm a full-time psychic medium and Reiki master. Oh, I still get that. And I'm like, yeah, no, it's a very fulfilling job. I really enjoy what I'm doing. I love connecting people with, you know, with their loved ones and work with spirit teams. I no longer hide behind it, right? I honor the journey I'm on, but it's helping you guys do that. You can go to shadetospirit.com, go to my services page. You can see everything that we offer. And I want you to scroll down until you get to the Awaken Your Conscious Intuitive Coaching section, okay? And through this process, I can help you go into your daily vibration. I can help you go into your daily vocabulary. I can help you do calculations on what are those power words that you want to start filling your space with, that you want to start doing the affirmations with, right? We want to be in a high vibrational state because we talked about it in the show and in others, our thoughts become actions. So move ourselves into that space, right? I can facilitate clearing the energy that no longer serves your highest and best through Reiki energy work. I'm a Reiki master. I also am a crystal healer, right? So combining those two to help move the energy out, I can help bring you back into alignment with your higher purpose by connecting with your spirit team and your loved ones on the other side to help redirect you and to help give you more clarity through Akashic record readings and past life record readings, right? Most importantly, connect you with your spirit team and your family to awaken your conscious mind. When we can awaken that, our subconscious is like, yes, let's go. Whatever we're feeding our conscious mind, you guys, is being played out in our subconscious when we're sleeping and it's manifesting. So let me help you awaken your conscious mind by doing that intuitive coaching session. Each one is different because I don't know until we sit down what it is that we need to hit and get off and running. Okay. Again, that's onshadesofspirit.com. Go over there, check them out. You can sign up for the $75 1-hour psychic medium reading if you just want some connection with your spirit team, some direction, and some connection with your loved ones. Definitely join me on June 17th. If you're in San Diego, I can tell you right now that 9 people from San Diego are driving up to Temecula to join me for this dinner. So that's June 17th. I believe we're starting at 5:30. You can get tickets on our Facebook page or Eventbrite, Shades of Spirit, LLC is our Facebook page. Message me if you want more details. I've got about, 8 more tickets left. I want to keep it intimate so you all get messages. Other than that, you guys, I appreciate you guys hanging out with me today. This has been great fun. I now need to relieve my son who has dog babysitting duty so I can take back over my human responsibilities now and get him off to kickboxing. So we're all in this together. Share this with people that are like-minded individuals as yourself. Give us a call if you want more information, and I will see you guys next week. Thank you for listening in on Eye of Soul Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Psychic Medium Jamie. Return here next time so you can explore more of the lower level energies, realms, or dimensions. We will go through more darker spirit stories and provide more guidance and self-growth to those who need it. For more information about me, Psychic Medium Jamie, and the Eye of Soul, visit eyeofsoulradio.com. That's eyeofsoulradio.com. Eye of Soul Radio only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.